Changing Faces, a leading charity which supports people who have been disfigured, has told BBC Three Counties that there's still a negative perception attached to people who look different to the norm. The charity says the pressure on children and adults to look a certain way is out of control, and these assumptions have to be dispelled to combat prejudice. Well, our reporter Sophie Solari has been to meet 10-year-old Shamaya Marif, her mum Taida and her auntie Fazana Javed. The family came to Luton 10 years ago to get medical help for the burns she received after a candle fell into her cot when she was 5 months old. The accident caused Shamaya to lose her hair, hands and facial features.
She gets very shy, hides behind anyone and everything she can see. Now, when she was young, she was okay. She used to run around everywhere, nothing mattered to her, but as she's growing up, it is really getting to her now. She really feels it a lot.
You're Shamaya's mum, aren't you?
Yeah.
And your auntie. Tell me, when you first came over from Pakistan 10 years ago, why did you come and what happened?
She was burnt in a cot.
Candle fire.
Because it was winter and they don't have electricity and they have to put lit candles up just to get light. That fell onto the plastic table and that went onto her cot where she was sleeping. By the time they got there, her head and her arms were badly burnt.
It must have been incredibly frightening.
Very frightening, yes. I never knew that she would pull through this much. You know, it was very frightening at the beginning when she lost her hands and disfigurement and everything. And then when she came here, she knew there was hope. It affected them really, really badly because she was the first child in the family.
Yeah,
because when I was in Pakistan, I was mentally getting disturbed, like, because everyone kept saying negative things about her. She'll never survive, she'll die, this will happen, that'll happen, and that kind of stuff. And then when she came here, when I came here, I had hope.
Shamaya, how old are you?
10.
So what's happening this summer?
She'll be going to Tawny Girls High School after summer holidays.
And new school, are you worried about this?
She goes, I do feel the, I feel as if when sometimes bullying does happen, I do have that fear in me that could happen any point at high school.
What sort of support has Shamaya received so far?
She goes to a counselling group in town centre.
Therapy.
They don't share it with the parents either, what happens, how far it's gone, so they just keep it between Shamaya and themselves. They have a chat with her.
We don't chat, we play games.
It does come to mind when you just sit down and you just close your eyes and you think to yourself, what's happened? It does bring so many questions to your mind, but then we think, thanks to Allah, she can talk, she can read, write, everything she could do. She can even eat by herself. She just keeps a brave face and smile on her face all the time. She's an inspiration to other children.
Yeah, we don't talk, Mum. We play games. I love that bit. That was Sophie Solaria speaking to 10-year-old Shamaya Marif and her mum and her auntie. Well, joined now by Deborah Mechanic, the Changing Faces Officer for the East and South East. Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Deborah, with you in a second. I just want to speak first of all to 16-year-old Lucas Hayward, who has frontal nasal craniofacial dysplasia. Morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
Lucas, it's a lot of words, and I probably said them wrong. Explain exactly what that condition is.
Well, it's called frontal nasal craniofacial dysplasia. The frontal part means the front of my face. Nasal means nose. Craniofacial means my lopsided shape of my face, and dysplasia just means that it's not been formed properly.
And how does this affect you, Lucas?
Well, it makes my nose wider and flatter than most people's, and my face is lopsided.
Mm. And how has that affected you in your life?
In my life, it's affected me more than the actual condition itself.
Right.
From the very start of primary school, I've been severely bullied for the way that I look. So I was often teased, called names like Pig Nose, Elephant Man, and I was kicked and punched and spat on.
Oh dear, this isn't... I'm kind of shocked by that. And that happened from primary school. Does it happen now? I'd like to think that kind of 15, 16, young people are a little bit more aware.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't happen now.
Right, okay.
I think I'm a bit older than, I know I'm a bit older than I was then. So I can, people don't try to kick and punch me.
Good. Well, that's some kind of thing. And when you're a young lad, and this was happening at primary school, I guess you must have felt rotten.
I did. It did make me feel very horrible. I was struggling to do any work in school because my self-confidence had plummeted, and I was always feeling nervous about the other students in the class and feeling very self-conscious about everything that I did.
And how did you get your self-confidence back? You sound like a very self-confident young man now. What changed?
Well, it was at the end of primary school. What happened was, having had enough in year five, I'd just walked out of primary school because I couldn't take any more bullying. I'd had it for the entire time of my primary school. So, as soon as that happened, my parents realised that they desperately needed someone else to get involved. And that was when we went to Changing Faces for help and advice. And they gave my parents and myself the tools and advice to cope with the reactions and how they affected
me. Give me a couple of those tools, a couple of things they said that made a positive impact in your life.
It wasn't specifically, for me, individual things that they did. For me, it was being able to go to them and see that there were many other people with disfigurements who were there to help you, and that they were the ones that gave you the techniques and told you how to cope with the bullying and how to get over it and stuff like that.
Lucas, stay there. I speak to Deborah now from Changing Faces. Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Deborah, how if a young man like Lucas or whoever comes in to see you, what do you do to help give them the self-confidence and change their lives in a positive way?
Right. Well, there are several things that Changing Faces does. One of the things we do have counsellors who work with individuals, either children and their parents or carers, with adults, one-to-one. So we work with them, as I said, either in person or perhaps over the telephone, via email, you know, many different ways. We also go in and we will talk to teachers. We will talk to students. I go in, for instance, I've gone in and spoken to assemblies of children of all different ages, trying to raise awareness of the issues and just make people more aware of the assumptions they make, the things that happen, with around people who have a disfigurement. It's a combination of, you know, one-to-one support. We also do workshops. I mean, Lucas referred to, finding out from other people. So we have workshops where we have groups of people, either youngsters or adults, who can, discuss the situation with others. We have Facebook pages and Twitter and things like that now. So, there are many different sort of areas of support that we provide.
Lucas, can I ask you a question? I'm a dad. I've got a three-year-old boy, and I'm hoping that I'm bringing him up to be loving and accepting of everybody, whatever difference they may have. But he's a three-year-old boy, and he spots obvious physical differences in people. If I was walking down the street with him, and he went, "Look, Daddy, that man's got a strange face," as a three-year-old might do, because they don't kind of know the social norms, what would be the right reaction for me? Would it be to kind of just grab him and hurry on and say, come on, darling, don't mention that? Would it be for me to stop and explain? This is a tough question, I know, and maybe you don't know the answer, but what would be the right thing for me as a dad to do?
I definitely say stop and explain.
Right.
Because then you're educating your child in as of the right social lines, as it were, and telling them not to be so forthcoming with pointing out facial disfigurements or other disfigurements, and learning to accept people more.
If I could just,
yes, please, Deborah,
interject there. I was actually at a hospital once with a stand, and there were, I had posters up, and in fact I think Lucas's poster was up, but a little boy came along with his mom and he started pointing at the posters, and he was obviously quite taken aback by some of them, a little bit scared.
Mm.
And the mother was just fantastic. You know, she said to him, she said, "It's okay." She said, "You know, this is someone, they're no different than you or I." I said, "They were just, you know, born with a slightly different looking face." And she just, the way she explained it was, you know, calm. It was just fantastic.
And that's where we need to start. This is why I asked, because this is where we need to start, isn't it? Is without young children, so that they are brought up not thinking, "Oh, that's weird." Just accepting everybody for what they are.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, it's a fairly natural reaction to be scared sometimes, because, you know, and being scared could be due to a whole load of reasons. People might not know what to say. They don't know how to react, or they, some people might even think the condition is catching, you know. I mean, there are all sorts of reasons, but I think if people are made to understand, you know, what it is, then they can deal with it.
Listen, I really appreciate your time. That was Deborah Mechanic, Changing Faces Officer for the East and South East, and 16-year-old Lucas Hayward. If you're interested in this, if this affects you or touches you in any way, you can Google Changing Faces, or you can give their helpline a call, 0845 4500 275, 0845 4500 275. We'll put that phone number up on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/BBC3CR.